Okay, so at this point in time, as per the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, South Africa is not on the Nusuk Hajj platform. There is around 120 odd countries who are on the Nusuk Hajj platform, where they purchase their Hajj direct from the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, and they go online on a portal, they select their packages, they select the service provider, and they do everything on their own. On this platform called Nusuk Hajj, you don't have any guidance from representatives from your country. You don't have time to secure your money. You have to have money online in your wallet. So there's a lot of complications and a lot of challenges for majority of South Africans, and I think majority of people throughout the world. Hence, the ministry has got two platforms. One is called the Nusuk Hajj platform, and you will find predominantly very, very small countries with quotas and countries that are, let's call it America, the UK, Australia, first world countries are on those type of platforms, right? They don't have Hajj missions in their countries, and the ministry has put them on the Nusuk Hajj platform. Then you have the Hajj mission platform, which is what South Africa has, where you have a body like SAU. There's approximately 90 countries that have a Hajj mission, and you would either have operators under the Hajj mission, or you would have the Hajj mission bringing the pilgrims, depending on what the ministry has presented to its country. Then those Hajj missions use another platform called Nusuk Masar platform. The Nusuk Masar platform is a portal where all the pilgrims that are going under SAUK, all your information from your passport, your details, your housing, accommodation, your flights, your 5 days of Hajj, all your payments until the issuing of your visa, your tanazzul, everything is purchased on this platform. So it is basically a portal of the ministry from an admin perspective and a financial perspective, which is run by the operators and run by the Hajj mission. Going forward, it will now be run by the South African Hajj mission.
Yeah.
Then you have a third platform called a Nusuk Umrah. So this is what every single individual has on his or her phone when you are embarking on an Umrah trip to book your Roda bookings and to book your Umrah bookings. You can view Islamic data, you can view Salah times. That is the third application from Nusuk. So there's only three applications, one being the Umrah, one being the Nusuk Hajj, and one being Nusuk Masar system. So we are on the Nusuk Masar system, but it is all internally. It is not something that the pilgrims can go online and secure or purchase or input their information. Only approved users are allowed to input system on behalf of the pilgrims. So at this point in time, we can clearly confirm that SAUK is not on the Nusuk Hajj platform that allows individuals to book on their own.
So in essence then, for our listeners' understanding, no, it's not the Nusuk Hajj platform where people would then purchase directly. SAUK will essentially, as discussed and as announced, will play the role of the facilitator. Now, I know there are some issues that we, of course, will still need to unpack, but I understand there are still, at this moment, still some legal constraints to some of those conversations. So we're going to hold that thought for now. And thank you for now, Muaz Kasu, the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, for joining us and clarifying that position, inshallah.
No problem, brother. We look forward to talking to you and to the listeners of Voice of the Cape as and when additional information come forward so that we can provide our pilgrims the latest information, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.